And we're going to turn to God's Word. In the Bibles, in your seats, we're on page 1249 if you would like to follow along. The reading from the Revelation to John, chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. This is John's description of the vision he saw of the new Jerusalem. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Becca, over to you.
As we come to God's word together this morning, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your word. We thank you for this wonderful picture of hope we have in Revelation 21 this morning. And we thank you for Jesus Christ, our living hope. May we know him more this morning. For his glory's sake. Amen. So in our services on the second Sunday of the month, we've been thinking about ways in which the Bible describes the church, followers of Jesus, God's people. And today on this Remembrance Sunday, we're thinking about how the church is described as a new creation. Now, to help us as we begin thinking about this theme, what it means to remember, and how remembering links with the wonderful picture of hope we heard about in our Bible reading from Revelation 21. To help us as we begin thinking about these things, I thought we might start with a little quiz. It's a very simple quiz. I'm going to say a word, and I'd like you, and we'll probably do it with hands up so I can hear who says what answer. I'm going to say a word, and I'd like you to pop your hand up and tell me what you think the opposite word to the word I've said is. Okay? So the first one, light. That was not hands up. Let's try again. Day. It's okay, I've got quite a long list. So by the end, we might manage hands up. In. up. I'm going to give up on that. Amateur. Very good. Maybe slightly more difficult. Lack. Oh, plenty. Guinness. Abundance, I had down, but I think plenty is a good answer. Long. Old. Oh, yeah, you could have young as well. And I think I heard some people say new. Did some people say new? Yesterday. Oh, that's an interesting one. I'd written down today, but actually tomorrow could be an opposite of yesterday. That's really fascinating, actually. Going to have to think a bit more about that. Finally, remember. Forget. Interesting. So if the opposite of remembering is forgetting, what does it mean to remember? Anyone want to put up their hand and tell me what they think remembering is, if the opposite is forgetting? Ellie? To recall to mind. I think that's a great answer, but anyone else got anything they want to add? Yeah? So remembering literally means to call to mind. The re is the kind of doing something again, and the member is bringing to memory, to mind. So remembering is a bit like doing a jigsaw puzzle in our minds, putting the pieces of something back together again. And on Remembrance Sunday, we remember, we bring to mind the wars that have happened, in particular World War I and World War II. And we do this to remember with thankfulness all those who have died in war, and to remember how terrible war is, so we learn from the past, so that we do all we can to be people of peace. And our Bible reading from Revelation 21, you might like to open it up, it's on page 1249, is also in many ways about remembering, remembering on a cosmic scale. It invites us to picture in our minds God's eternal perfect kingdom, where the pieces of our broken world are put back together again, as they should be, where there is healing and peace. Revelation 21, verse 1, describes a new heaven and a new earth. Heaven and earth have been renewed, but they are still recognizably heaven and earth. The sea, which in the Bible often represents chaos or destruction or disorder, will be no more. So there will be no chaos, destruction, disorder in this renewed heaven and earth. And neither will there be, verse 4, any death or mourning or crying or pain. In God's eternal perfect kingdom, God's dwelling place will be, verse 3, among the people. And God himself will be with them and be their God, who will inhabit this renewed heaven and renewed earth, this eternal perfect kingdom where there is healing and peace. Who will be there? Verse 7 tells us, those who are victorious will inherit all this. Who then are the victorious? They are God's people, followers of Jesus, the church. I will be their God, and they will be my children. Or I think our translation uses the word son. Verse 7. God's people, followers of Jesus, the church, will be a new creation in God's renewed heaven and earth. as we gather today to remember the cost of peace, the millions of lives lost in conflicts around the world, and the sacrifices of so many for the cause of peace, and as we grieve that the armistice signed on the 11th of November 1918 did not mark the end of the war to end all wars, let's also remember the sacrifice of Jesus once and for all to show us the way of lasting peace, the way to this renewed heaven and earth where there is healing and peace. For it is through knowing Jesus, whom God sent to make peace between us and himself, that all things are made new. Sins are forgiven, brokenness healed. It is through Jesus that it is possible for us to be a new creation and inherit God's renewed heaven and earth. When we want to live our way instead of God's way, we become separated from God. And when you think about it, that makes sense. Relationships involve investment, time, getting to know someone, spending time with them. So when we choose to live our way instead of God's way, we become separated from God. But God made us, and God loves us, and God wants us to have a relationship with him. So he sent Jesus to show us the way that we can have that relationship, the way of healing, of restoration, of peace, of all things being made new. Each Sunday when we gather, we remember Jesus' death on the cross, how Jesus gave up his life for us, how he loved each one of us so much he died for us. And as we remember Jesus' death, as we call to mind Jesus' death for our sins, and we did that when we had our prayer of confession a few moments ago, as we remember Jesus in this way, we are reunited with him. Perhaps during the week we've left Jesus over here and we've ended up over here. When we worship together, we remember who Jesus is and what he has done for us. Through our songs, through confession, as we hear God's word, and on the Sundays when we share communion together, as we come to share in the bread and wine. These are all opportunities to draw near to Jesus, to receive his forgiveness and healing, and the power of the Holy Spirit who brings renewal and transformation in our lives, in the church, and in the world. So Christians are people of remembrance, people of remembrance. People who know that through Jesus, God made peace between us and himself, so we might be confident we are the victorious children of God. And people who have hope as we call to mind God's eternal perfect kingdom, where the pieces of our broken world are renewed, where there is healing and peace. When we spend time with Jesus, we become more like him. If we want peace in our world, what better place to go than to the one who is the Prince of Peace, who came to be the great healer. Revelation 21, verses 1 to 7, is a picture of complete reconciliation, renewal, restoration. Jesus is how we get there, the one who reconciles, renews, and restores. So as we continue to think about how peace comes through remembering, through calling to mind, through that which is divided being united, through broken pieces being put back together again, through Jesus reconciling us to God. As we remember in this way, I'd like to invite you to take up the poppy that I gave you when you came in. And if you haven't got one, if you pop up your hand, and Cheryl is going to bring you one. So we'll just wait for everyone to get one of these poppies. And on the second Sunday of the month, we typically have a way to respond to God's word that's a little bit more interactive, because some of us find that a really helpful way to process what we're hearing. And so the invitation today on this Remembrance Sunday is to, and I'm wondering, Joyce, if you might have something you can play for us for a little bit. Sorry, I forget every time to ask Joyce to be ready to do that, and she's very gracious with me. So you're invited to take up your poppy and to bring it forward, and Anne's going to help us to lay them out in a wreath sort of shape on here. And the purpose of this little activity is to continue to think about that theme of how remembering is calling to mind broken pieces of something, putting them back together again. And so as we bring our different poppies from the different parts of the building, we are putting something back together again, if you like. You kind of get the idea. To help us think about how Jesus is the one who ultimately reconciles, renews, restores. And how the picture we have in Revelation is a picture of a renewed heaven and a renewed earth, when all the broken pieces of our broken, messed up world are put together again in God's eternal, perfect kingdom. So in your own time, do come forward. What you've got on the back is a piece of double-sided tape, so you should just be able to peel it off, and Anne's gonna help organize the poppies on this piece of paper.